If you made it through the Academy Awards ceremony last night, you might have heard this.
I'm not crying because I'm on my period or anything. I can't believe a film about menstruation just won an Oscar.
The film, period, end of sentence, did win an Oscar for short documentary. It's about a group of women in rural India who band together to fight the shame and stigma surrounding menstruation. It's not just India. Menstruation is a taboo subject in many places. In neighboring Nepal, that stigma is physically isolating in the practice called chaupadi. Women and girls are banished to huts or cowsheds while they're menstruating, and they're not allowed to interact with others. The problem of cowsheds has been in the news recently because at least 4 Nepali women and children have died in them this winter. They lit fires to keep warm inside the windowless sheds, and they died of smoke inhalation. The practice of chaupadi is illegal in Nepal, but it still continues. I recently talked about it with Sushma Bhatta. She's from Western Nepal, and she's working to end the practice of chaupadi. She says it's rooted in religious beliefs.
In our region, in books, it is mentioned that during the menstruation period, if women touch their family members, the god will be angry.
So it's an old tradition, and the practice is based on the thought that the gods will be angry if a woman who has her period touches a man or another member of the family?
Yeah, that's why they are kept outside of the house and stay in a different hut or sometimes with the cows.
Sometimes with the animals. So women and teenagers, a woman or a teenager who has her period, they literally go into another building, a hut nearby, and stay there for the entire time they're menstruating?
For the 5 days, when you are in the fourth day, you have to clean your body. So they take this cow urine and mix with water and drink it to make yourself pure.
Wow.
This is the practice I have seen. Even I did that.
In the village you're from, is it the norm, even now in 2019, for women to be banished to these huts when they have their period?
Yeah, it is very normal. So yeah, even I did that. I was kept in a separate room. You can't see the sun, so many rules.
Those rules can include not interacting with people, so getting up before dawn to get water, not eating food together, not touching household goods that other people will use. Sushma Bhatta says the rules of chaupadi have a knock-on effect. As a young girl, you watch your mother go away for 5 days each month, and you learn that you'll have to do the same thing when you start menstruating. And young boys learn early on to have less respect for women. In Sushma's family, she, her mother, and sister would all be banished to a separate room inside their house when they had their periods. She says that's at least safer than an airless cowshed. I asked Sushma Bhatta whether she's tried to get her own parents to break the cycle.
Oh, I tried a lot. They will say, listen, do whatever you do. We follow our gods. After we die, you do whatever you want. So please, respect our culture.
You're trying to end this practice. What is your approach? What do you think is the best way to persuade Nepalis to end this practice of chaupadi?
We have to practice this from the childhood. Otherwise, there is impression in the mind, okay, I'm a woman. I know I don't have voice. Nobody going to hear me. So I think education, because when you don't go to school, you don't get a good job. When you don't get a good job, you don't know the world, how it's running.
So to you, the answer is education and educating boys and girls from a very young age that getting a period is very normal, and separating and banishing women from the house, it doesn't make any sense, and it's bad for women. Is that happening in any parts of Nepal, that this education approach to ending chaupadi?
Yeah, it is happening. It is changing slowly, but it will take time, I will say that.
Sushma Bhatta speaking to us from Kathmandu. This month, she's beginning a field research project in eastern Nepal on the practice of chaupadi. She says for real change to happen, Nepali men need to take the lead and start by bringing women back indoors.